Okay, Nami-sensei, what's today's grammar point?
Greetings.
Greetings.
In the morning.
In the morning. What type of greetings do we have in the morning?
Ohayou gozaimasu.
Good morning. And that's not the only way to say good morning, is it?
You can say ohayou to your friends.
To your friends. All right. Yeah. And who would you say ohayou gozaimasu to?
To elder people or your boss.
Or strangers?
Strangers,
people
yes.
You don't know, right? Ohayou, is that a word just that means good morning? Because, you know, in English, good morning is like good and morning.
Ah, it doesn't mean good and morning. It means just early.
That's right. It just means it's a very classical old way of saying it is early.
Yes.
That's right. I mean, I know this is a newbie series and, you know, you're just starting out. But if some of you guys are going to get into this really hardcore, one day you're going to learn about the construction of how to make these really old classical. Yeah, you're going to learn the conjugation for this. So, hey, stick around. You got many fun things to come. But, you know, I have one beef with Ohayou gozaimasu, Naomi-sensei.
Hi.
You know what that is? Okay, I'm in some clubs at school. All right. I play music and all that stuff. And I get there and it's, you know, 5:30, 6 in the afternoon. It's kind of late. And everybody says, Ohayou gozaimasu. What is it? Tell me, please.
I see you for the first time in the day.
Okay, so that's the first time we met that day. So you could say any time of the day.
Even in the evening.
Does it have to be related to club activities? You know, we have an event and it starts at a certain time and we have to get together with people that are part of the club. And they all say, Ohayou gozaimasu. But like when I'm walking down the street or I'm going to class and I see somebody for the first time that day, they don't say, Ohayou gozaimasu. They just say, hey, or, you know, konnichiwa or yo.
When I start late at Japanese Pod 101, I still use Ohayou gozaimasu to everybody.
Because that's the first time you saw them. Okay, so everyone, keep that in mind. You don't have to use it that way. But, you know, if you happen to do something at, you know, even at night, and you get there and everyone says Ohayou gozaimasu to you, don't be there scratching your head, standing there for 10 minutes. It just means that this is the first time that they saw you and hello. It's early. Why don't we give some examples, all right? Between friends, between you and me, Naomi-sensei. So, it's morning. It's 6 in the morning.
Ohayou, Eric.
Ohayou, Naomi. All right, now we're co-workers. Co-workers at JapanesePod101.com, okay? So we just got into the office. It's 5 in the morning.
Ohayou gozaimasu, Eric-san.
Ohayou gozaimasu, Naomi-san. All right, I'm a student and you're my teacher. Ohayou gozaimasu, sensei.
Ah, ohayou.
You can clearly see the class structure there, all the differences between the people. All right, so you guys are all newbies here, and I'm sure there's a lot of things that you still don't know. There's more things you don't know than you do know, but hey, sometimes when you do know something, it's good to tell people that you know. So how do you say, yeah, I know, in Japanese?
わかります.
わかります. So that's the verb, わかる, the masu form, right?
はい.
It's polite. It literally means to understand. So when you understand something, or when you know, when you're affirming. So Lori, after she got all confused and she finally learned that mushiatsui meant hot, she said,
わかります, わかります.
I got it. I understand. And what happens if she would have said, わかる, わかる? Because that's the base verb of this word, right?
Right. Since Shizuka is still a stranger to Lori, she used the polite form instead of casual form.
That's right. So the more polite way is the masu form, right?
Hi.
So, you know, for strangers or people you don't know, it's always better to use the masu form of any word.
And masu form is easy to learn.
Yeah, it's really easy. We're going to talk about that in a future lesson, so you guys stick around, okay? But, as I just said earlier, there's a lot of stuff that you don't know, and sometimes you just need to tell people, hey, I don't know.
So
how would you turn wakaru, which is I understand the positive, into a negative I don't know?
Just put masen instead of masu.
So all you have to do is change that mas to masen.
わかりません.
わかりません. It means I don't know. I don't understand. So how would you ask? You get it? Do you understand?
わかりますか? Just add ka.
You put that ka, the sentence particle, right?
はい.
And then my usual reply? わかりません. So yeah, Japanese people use this word all the time. They like to tell you what they know and what they don't know. So use this. Use this a lot. If you don't know something, just say, わかりません. All right, just say it straight out and people will teach you. That's the best way to learn, by the way. So why don't we practice some of these?
Hi.
I'll tell you how much I don't know. So, Naomi-sensei, it's morning. You met your Japanese boss on the street. You would say,
Ohayou gozaimasu.
And then you would ask him where he's going. No, just kidding.
どこ行くんですか?
Aren't you going to the office? What are you doing on the street? No, but anyway, that day it's really hot. It's very hot. So then you would say,
Mushiatsui desu ne.
And then your boss would say, And he'd probably say, so desu ne. And then your boss speaks to you in Japanese, but he talks too fast. Naomi-sensei, what would you do?
すみません, わかりません. ゆっくりお願いします.
I'm sorry, I just don't understand. Please speak slowly. Naomi-sensei, you should listen to JapanesePod101.com.
Oh yeah, I will.
Check it out.